Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're learning parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel and parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction to the next Mishnah, we should just point out that the Torah tells us in Parshas Bichukosai, Ve'im Ga'ol Yigal Ish Mima'asro, that if a person comes along and wants to redeem any of his maestros, any of his tithes, chamishiso Yosef, I love that he has to add an additional fifth. It's only true, though, that he has to add a fifth for redeeming his maeser when it is his, when he's the owner of the maeser. But if someone else is redeeming it on behalf of another person, then that person would not have to add the additional fifth. Says our Mishnah, Bal habayis omer besel, that if the owner of maeser sheni says that he's going to redeem his maeser sheni for a selah, Va'acher Omer Besela. But then another person comes along and says that he also is going to redeem the Maaser Sheni for a Sela. Bal Habayis Kodem. The owner has priority to redeem it. Mipnei Shehu Mosif Chomesh. Because he's going to be adding, like we just said, an additional fifth to the amount that's being redeemed. And we therefore want more money to end up as Maaser Sheni. So we're going to give a preference and precedence first to the Bal Habayis, first to the owner. Continuing in the Mishnah, Bal Habayis Omer Besela, that if the owner then says, however, that he's going to redeem the Maaser Sheni for a Sela, V'acher Omer Besela V'Isser, but someone else says, oh, I'm going to redeem it for the Sela plus an Isser, Es Shel Sela V'Isser Kodem, the person who said that he's going to redeem the Maaser Sheni for a Sela and the Isser has priority to redeem it. Mipnei Shehu Mosif Al HaKaren, because what he's doing is he's adding the Isser, which is a small amount of money, and it's actually less than the fifth that would be added by the Bal Habayis. However, because he's adding the Isser to the actual Karen, to the actual value of the Maaser Sheni itself, it's not just an additional fee that has to be paid, but he's adding it. He's saying that this value, the redemption value that I'm giving it, is a Sela plus an Isser. Therefore, we know for a fact that he's going to pay that full amount as Maaser Sheni, and therefore he has priority, as opposed to the Bal Habayis, who's saying, I'm going to pay the Sela, and okay, I'll add a fifth on the side, but maybe he's not going to pay it. Maybe he's going to avoid paying the additional fifth. Therefore, we give priority first to the person who is going to be adding the Isser as well as part of Maaser Sheni. Continues the Mishnah, Hapoder Maaser Sheni Shelo, a person who redeems his own Maaser Sheni, Mosif Alav Chamishis, only such a person whose own Maaser Sheni is being redeemed has to add a fifth to its value, Bein Shehu Shelo, whether the produce is always his, Ubein Shenitin Lo B'Matana, whether the produce was given to him as a Matana, was given to him as a gift, but regardless, at this point in time it's his, and therefore he has to add a fifth. But if it's not his, then he doesn't have to add a fifth to the Maaser Sheni produce that he has. But the chiddush is that even though it's given to him as a gift, he still has to add the matana, he still has to add the chomesh, or the percentage, the additional fifth, to the redemption of the Maaser Sheni. Now we're going to continue with Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet, as we learn a little bit of a loophole that a person can use in order to redeem Maaser Sheni without having to add the additional fifth. Says the Mishnah, Ma'arim al Maaser Sheni. If a person wants to use a little bit of a trick when it comes to redeeming Maaser Sheni in order to avoid adding the fifth, Ketzad, how could he do such a thing? Omer Adam Livno Levito Hagedolim. A person can say to his adult son or daughter over bar or bas mitzvah, Liavdo Uleshifchaso Ha'ivrim, or to his Eved or his Shifcha, who are his slave or his maidservant, who are Jews. Hey Lachmaus Elu, here, take these coins, Ufedelecha Maaser Sheni Zeh, and use them to redeem this Maaser Sheni for yourself. Because the child or the servant is redeeming the Maaser Sheni of someone else, of his father, of the owner, of not their own, they don't have to add the additional fifth. And because they're Gedolim, in the case of the son or daughter, because they're above Bar Bas Mitzvah, or in the case of the Eved or the Shivcha, because they're Hebrew slaves, they're not Eved Kenanim, so they're their own entity. They're separate from the father or the owner, and therefore they can redeem it without adding the fifth. However, Aval lo yomar kein livno levito akatana, but you cannot do this to his son or a daughter who are below bar as a bas mitzvah. They're minors, they're not adults. Ula avdo ulishivchaso akananim, or to his non-Jewish slave or slave woman, maid servant or slave, you can't avoid adding the fifth. Mivnei sheyadon, ki yado, because their hand is considered like his hand. In other words, they don't have their own rights to own property at that point. Whatever masha kana eved kana rabo, as the Gemara says many places, whatever the eved acquires, the master acquires as well. The same is true when it comes to children and so on that are under bar bas mitzvah. So therefore, because they're just an extension of him, that they cannot redeem the ma'aser sheni without adding the additional fifth. Quick review. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel began discussing the case where you have an owner and a random person who come, and they both want to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni. We said that we give priority to the Baal HaBayis because he's going to add a fifth to the Ma'aser Sheni. However, the Mishnah said that if you have the owner and a random person who come along, a stranger who comes along, and when the owner wants to redeem it for a Sela, the random stranger wants to redeem it for a Sela and an Isser, we give priority to the stranger because he is going to redeem it for the extra Isser, the extra little bit amount of the coins that are going to be part and parcel of the and part and parcel of the actual value, as opposed to simply an additional fee that is being paid, and more money ultimately we believe is going to be part of Ma'aser Sheni, so we give priority to him. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that a person who redeems Ma'aser Sheni only has to add a fifth if it's his, but also if it's given to him as a present, as a gift, it still belongs to him now, even if it wasn't always his, and therefore he has to add the fifth to the redemption value of the Ma'aser Sheni. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet taught us that there's a little bit of a trick that you can use in order to avoid paying Ma'aser Sheni, the additional fifth of Ma'aser Sheni. And we said that if a person says to his Eved Kenani, to his Shifcha Kenanis, to his son or daughter over Bar Bas Mitzvah, that you should take these coins and reuse it to redeem Ma'aser Sheni, so because they're not an extension of their father slash owner, because they're different than they have their own ability to own things, therefore the Ma'aser Sheni is not considered to be theirs, and therefore they could redeem it without adding the fifth. However, they cannot do this if the owner or if the son or daughter is under Bar Bas Mitzvah, if they're Ketanim or Ketanos, if the slave or the Shivcha are Eved Kenanim, because in that case, they're just considered an extension, property-wise, of their owner slash father, and therefore, they would not be allowed to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni without also adding the additional fifth. Have a great day.